Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today, my friends, the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Today we celebrate the cross of Jesus. We can look and see the image of Jesus on the cross in front of us here in this church. And this is what we celebrate today. And you can ask, well, how can we celebrate that? That's Jesus in the hour of his death. How can we celebrate that? So I will give you just two little looks at what the cross is, and then perhaps we can celebrate together what the cross is and what it means for us. Okay? The cross. The first thing, when we look on the cross, we see the reality of our sin. We see the reality of sin. We see the reality of human wickedness. We see the effect of our going astray, going our own way, and ignoring and rejecting God. That's how ugly it is. That's how ugly it is. And that's why we want to repent of the times that we have gone our own way, because we realize that the consequence is so ugly. We want to come back and embrace God's way because it's good and it's perfect and it's pure and it's true. And we want to leave this, the ugliness of our sin and our wickedness, behind. So that's the first, is that this is what sin looks like. The second aspect is, this is what the love of God looks like. How many of us are willing to suffer for somebody else? And when you think of someone that you're likely to suffer for, it's probably someone you love, and it's probably someone who has done something for you and maybe can do more things for you. And so you're willing to endure something for them. You're willing to suffer for them. What did we have to give God that he doesn't already have? He is infinitely perfect. He is blessed in himself. He needs nothing from us. And yet God is willing to suffer the greatest indignity, the greatest shame, torture, and an unjust death, all for us, though we did not deserve it. God came to us. Why? Not to condemn us, to save us. To save us. Those two aspects we always have to keep in front of us when we look at the cross. And what do we see on the cross? When we see human wickedness and we see the love of God, we see that love defeats sin. Love defeats wickedness. Love is stronger than death. And when you look on the cross, you can see Jesus loving you. Even there, Jesus loving you. What does that mean? There's no place where God's love is not present for us. And because we are now Jesus's body, love is always our answer, no matter where we are, no matter what we are faced with. Because it's not always easy. Our lives are not always easy for us. And sometimes someone does something that upsets us. Sometimes someone does something that annoys us. What is our response going to be on this feast day of the celebration, the exaltation of the Holy Cross? What is our response going to be? Love. Love. Through and through. Every virtue is love. A particular expression of love. So my friends, love well today. You have been loved into existence by God. He has saved you. And he has saved you for his great mission of love. To bring the love that we encounter in Jesus on the cross to every corner of his creation.